This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Rahm Byron, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Betty Brown, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is B-E-T-T-Y, last name is B-R-O-W-N, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. The patient has a severe speech impediment, and acquiring the history was difficult, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. I also spoke to the patient's son to help aid in the history, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 90-year-old female who sustained injury in an automobile accident on or about September 18th of 2021, period. She was a passenger with her seatbelt on and was rear-ended while they were stopped at a stoplight, period. She initially injured her neck, comma, entire back, comma, abdomen, and right chest, period. Despite treatment, she is still experiencing pain in her neck and low back regions, period. New paragraph. The patient's neck and low back pain is described as a stiffness, period. It is also a tightness and is described as being tense, period. She is also experiencing numbness and tingling down both legs, period. Her pain frequently is rated on a scale of 10 as to 2 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for COPD, comma, arthritis, comma, anxiety, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and diabetes mellitus, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals approximately 4 years ago he had cancer surgery of her breast, period. She has also had a tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph. Under social history, the patient is a former smoker. New paragraph. Under medications, she takes Norvasc, comma, Tagamet, comma, Glucophage, comma, Toprol, comma, Lipitor, comma, and occasionally medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history is essentially unremarkable. She has not had any significant injuries in the last 5 years, period. She does have a history of sciatica on the right. However, since this automobile accident, she has been experiencing pain down both legs, period. New paragraph. The patient has had treatment at Unity Spine and Joint, North Indy, as well as Eskenazi Hospital, and IU Radiology Associates, period. I have reviewed all those records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Eskenazi Emergency Department record, September 20th, 2021, relates 68-year-old female who presents to the ED with right-sided posterior rib pain and tenderness after she was restrained driver in an MVC 2 days ago, period. Will obtain a chest x-ray as well as thoracic spine x-rays, period. Reports from these x-rays, chest x-ray was no acute findings in the chest. X-ray of the thoracic spine showed mild straightening and S-shaped curvature without acute osseous abnormalities, period. End of report. My comment by Dr. Mandel is it does require quite a bit of trauma to produce these X-ray findings in the thoracic area with straightening of the curvature, period. Medical records from Pure Life Injury, LLC, December 15th, 2021, chief complaint, mid and low back pain, tension in the neck with rotation, period. The patient has history of sciatica on the right, but since the accident, she has pain in both legs, period. It also goes to her feet, whereas it previously stopped at the knee, period. She describes this as numb and tingling, period. She also sometimes has to use her arms to move her legs due to the pain, period. Another report from Pure Life Injury, LLC, November 15th, 2021. Patient presents today for continued management of injuries sustained as a result of a motor vehicle accident, period. Her X-rays were reviewed. The lumbar spine showed postural changes. Pelvic X-rays showed postural changes, period. Treatment today consists of electrical stimulation of the low back to reduce muscle spasm, pain, and edema, period. Another record from Pure Life Injury, LLC, October 18th, 2021. Chief complaint, mid and low back pain, tension in the neck with rotation, period. Onset is immediate onset following MVA, period. Records from Eskenazi Health Center, Grassy Creek Primary Care, October 29th, 2021. States that she was there for an MVA, restrained driver, initial encounter. X-rays were negative. On their examination, musculoskeletal tenderness was present, as well as lower lateral sides, the posterior lumbar back, tender to palpation, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records as outlined above, I have found that all her treatment that she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 18th, 2021 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, pain, strain, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, pain, and strain, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, pain, strain, with sciatica, period. Number four, abdominal trauma. Number five, costochondritis. Number six, aggravation of pre-existing anxiety, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of September 18th, 2021, period. New paragraph. Despite present treatment, the patient still is experiencing aggravation of her prior anxiety, period. She is still experiencing pain, particularly in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. It is apparent that there is some permanency as it relates to these injuries, and these were caused by this automobile accident, period. As a patient ages even further, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in her entire spinal region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications such as over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics at an estimated cost of $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace at an estimated cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 would be appropriate. period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient and her son, period. A physical examination was not performed, period. The purposes of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.